Hello and welcome to Pathfinding with Beacon. I'm so excited to come your way again today. I'm your host, Damilola Odukoya, a certified coach and professional counselor. Today we're looking at soul x-ray. Human beings are tripartite in nature. We are made up of spirit, the soul, and the body. And we need to take care of all parts of our makeup as human beings. So yes, a lot of us pay attention to our spirits and our body, but very little attention to our souls. And many times it's because we don't know. Okay, so the spirit we take care of because we have been taught in church, so we pray. You take care of your spirit by praying, by studying the scripture. You feed your spirit, and many of us have pastors who watch over our spirits. When we don't feel well spiritually, we go to our pastors. When it comes to our body, that one is very easy. Everybody knows that you need to take care of your body. We pay attention to our bodies, and when we don't feel too well in our body, we go to doctors. So that takes care of our body. But my question this morning is, who takes care of your soul? Who takes care of your soul? Many of us don't pay attention to our souls. We don't even know how we feel. When we feel somehow in our souls, that is, okay, what is the soul? I think that's the question I need to answer first. What is the soul? The soul is made up of your mind, your will, and your emotions. So when you are not feeling healthy emotionally, what do? Who do you go to? When your will is weak, because when you see people that commit suicide, what happens to them many times is that they lost the will to live. Their will becomes weak, not strong enough to fight. So when you feel your will becoming weak, what do you do about it? And the mind, when your mind is not strong, when you don't feel healthy in your mind, what do you do about it? And these things we experience from time to time, but many times we do nothing about it. Healthy professionals have said that there is no health without mental health. And they are so right. Because even the scripture alludes to this. John, in the book of 3 John, chapter 1 and verse 2, was saying that, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. So when your soul, which is your will, your mind, and your emotions are not in sync, when they are not healthy, when they are not fine, you cannot be in health. So it is only when your soul is fine that you can be healthy. And, you know, Solomon, the great king, said also that a broken spirit, in which case he was talking about the mind, who can bear? Meaning that when a man is broken in his mind, in his will, in his emotions, when he's down and out, there's nobody that can bear him. Automatically his health will deteriorate, because his body will have what we call psychosomatic symptoms. That is, his body begins to feel unhealthy because his soul, which is the seat of his mind, his will, and his emotion, is sick. So really, today I want to challenge us to pay attention to our souls. What's going on in your mind? Is your mind sound? Do you have a sound mind? You know, the Bible was saying, Paul was saying in the Bible, he said, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. It is important that your mind is sound. It is important that your will is strong, and it is important that your emotions are healthy. You don't have negative emotions, you have positive emotions in your mind. Now, the mind is part of the soul, like I have said earlier. And so in paying attention to your soul, you need to pay attention to your mind. And like I said, health professionals have told us that there is no health without mental health. So take care of your mental health. Pay attention to what is going on in your mind. Are you happy? Are you sad? Are you discouraged, or you are encouraged? Have you given up? If you have given up, my challenge to you today is to reach out for help. If you find that you are losing it, you are not happy, you are constantly sad, you're getting depressed, reach out for help. Because it's okay for you to ask for the help of a doctor when you're not well in your body. It's okay for you to ask for the help of a pastor when you feel that your spiritual health is not okay. Then why not look for help when you are not feeling well in your soul? And where can you get this help? You can reach out to a professional mental health practitioner. This could come in terms of a psychologist, a counselor, a coach, a trained life coach. You can reach out to any of these people if you feel that you need help with your soul. I'm saying this because I have discovered that a lot of us are battling with issues of the soul, our emotions, our will, and our mind. A lot is going on. The situation around the world is not helping. And after the pandemic, it has escalated. So it's high time we begin to talk about these things. This month of May, is the Mental Health Awareness Month. And that's one of the reasons why I'm saying this. Pay attention to your mental health. It's very important because if you are okay in your body and your soul is not okay, it's a matter of time. You will fall sick. You will begin to experience headache. You will begin to experience other psychosomatic symptoms. Like some people have backache, not because they have strained their back, but because they have a lot of load on their shoulder, which results in shoulder pain, in back pain. Some people have pain in their hands, numbness, and things like that. When you see such symptoms, at times they are not all physical. They are not totally physical. They have a mental element to them. And when you see that you're feeling a particular kind of pain in an area and it's not going, you have tried to treat it, and it's not going, then you need to look at the mental aspect of it. Because there's something we call stock up energy. When energy is stock up in a particular part of your body, it results in pain, and unexplainable pain many times. At times when you feel such pains and you have undergone physical tests and they can't seem to see what's wrong with you, many times we think it's spiritual. Oh, maybe I'm under an attack, a spiritual kind of attack. But at times, it may not be spiritual attack. It may just be stuck up energy in your soul that has resulted in physical pain. So if you're constantly thinking about money, a man that loses his job and that is broke will likely have back pain. That is statistically proven. And when a woman is going through a lot emotionally in their marriage and they are experiencing a lot of emotional pressure, you begin to see them feeling pain on their left side, at times their left hand or their left leg, and they feel a sense of numbness in their fingers, their left hand most especially. So these things are scientifically proven, and it's true for many of us. But when we see these physical pains, we are quick to rush to the doctors, and at times they can't find what is wrong with us. They run this test and that test and they can't find what is wrong with us. But I will want to suggest that before the things that are going on with us emotionally and in our soul generally, before these things result in physical pain, I will suggest strongly that you pay attention to them and get help for them. And for those of us that are already feeling some type of physical pain that cannot be explained by our physicians, I mean, we have run tests and it's all coming out negative, I think we should look at our soul. What's going on in your mind? What's going on in your emotions? What's going on in your will? Are you pained? Are you carrying a lot of emotional burden? Are you carrying a lot of discouragement in your heart? When we are able to x-ray this and see, we will find out that they are usually related. So today, my encouragement to you is pay attention to your mind, pay attention to your will, pay attention to your emotions. We are quick to sweep them under the carpet, but please no more. Mental health is health in itself. There is no health without mental health. So please pay attention, get help if you need to. If you don't need help yet, good, now you know. So please keep your mental health at the forefront, in the foreburner of your heart. Make sure that you pay attention to be happy and to be healthy at all times in your mind, so that you will be able to live a healthy life ultimately. A lot of the things that people battle with in their old age physically are results of the things that were in their soul, that is in their minds and in their emotions, when they were younger but they never paid attention to. So for you to live a long and healthy life, pay attention to your soul. Once again, always remember, there is no health without mental health. Thanks once again for listening to Pathfinding with Beacon. For your counseling, coaching, and questions, you can reach us through our Gmail address, pathfindingbeacon@gmail.com, or you can WhatsApp this number or put a call through to +234 81 22 70 6316. I come again with the number +234 81 22 70 6316. Thank you very much. Until next time, keep shining. Bye.